Bomber fans, it's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
It will be Mount Tom's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Bentonville 23-8. Both teams come out on the floor. Aston Yates will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. As again, Mount Tom's moving right to left in this first half. Yates will throw it into the backcourt to Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbling toward the right side. Now goes back toward the left, and now another foul is going to be called on Bentonville, and that puts Mount Home in the bonus. Jada Brown picks up her second personal foul. That's the seventh team foul against the Lady Tigers. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time today for the 1-1. She has 2 points so far this afternoon. First free throw is up, nothing but net, and so she earns a bonus. One more free throw for Kate Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Kate Gilbert with 4 points on the afternoon, 23-10. Mountain Home is actually right now, I believe, on a 6-0 run as we are 14 seconds into this second quarter. Here is Chambers back the other way, throwing it to Brown. Now top to Hayes. Hayes will throw it over to on the left side to Campbell. Now ball goes up top to Chambers. Over on the left side to Hayes. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Jackson, and back comes Mountain Home. Jackson will give it to Gilbert, who gets it across the timeline. Gilbert will dribble down into the lane. Finds the Wilbur on the low block. She's going in for the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass. No good. Yates gets the rebound, and she'll be fouled on the way up. She'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. 7:15 left to play in this first half as that foul is on Ella Campbell, her first personal foul. That's the eighth team foul against the Lady Tigers. So Aston Yates back at the free throw line. She hits the first one. She's now 3 of 3 from the charity stripe with 3 points. Gracie Eves and Miriam Dotta checking back in for Bentonville, replacing Ella Campbell. And I didn't see who else came out and made it for Bentonville. But Yates gets both free throws, and it's 23-12. Mountain Home on an 8-0 run right now. Here's Dotta throwing it back out to Hayes. She's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound controlled by Dotta. She's going to dribble down towards the low block for the layup. No good. But draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. With 7:01 left in the half, Emma Wilbur picks up her second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half, in the first half, excuse me. So Miriam Dotta at the free throw line for the first time today. She has 8 points so far. First free throw is up. Good. One more free throw coming up for Miriam Dotta. Dotta's second shot is up, and she gets both. Miriam Dotta in double figures now with 10 points. 25-12, Bentonville leading it. Less than 7 minutes left of the half. Here is Yates with it up top. Picks up her drill, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert thought about three. Now she's going to drill down towards the lane. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Brown. And back come the Lady Tigers. Brown dribbling on the left wing. Finding Dotta just outside the lane. Back to Brown in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Yates. She'll throw it to Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Gilbert dribbling on the right side. She's going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. No good. And Brown gets the rebound. She's back the other way for Bentonville. Quickly into the front court. Won't go and pull up for the jumper at the elbow. Good. Jada Brown with 6 points. 27 to 12, excuse me. Bentonville leading it. 6:15 left of the half. Here is Yates throwing it to Gilbert near the free throw line. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. Her layup is blocked. And Dotta comes up with the ball. And she's back the other way quickly going towards the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Miriam Dotta with 13 points, and it's 30-12. Just like that, Bentonville is on another run of their own. 5:50 left to play in the half. Gilbert throws it to Yates near the left elbow. She'll kick it back out to Gilbert on the wing. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and a foul's going to be called away from the ball. I'm not sure what they called there.
Hey, Dallas.
The officials are talking about it. 5:42 left in the quarter. So they're going to call a foul away from the ball on Bentonville's Riley Hayes. That's her, I believe, her third. Yeah, third personal foul. And this will be the last one and one of the half for Mountain Hall for Emma Wilbur. First free throw is up and in. That was her first free throw attempt of the afternoon. So one more free throw coming up for Wilbur with 5:42 left of the half. Second shot is up, no good. She gets one of two, and Adada gets the rebound. She will throw it to Chambers. Over on the right side, it goes to Eve. Down the corner to Hayes. She's going to try another three. In and out, no good. And Gilbert gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. 30-13, Lady Tigers leading it. Less than 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Gilbert throws it to Jackson up at the top. Jackson's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. But a foul's going to be called well before the shot. It's going to be two shots regardless because that puts Mountain Home in the double bonus. Maddie Chambers picks up her first personal foul. That's the 10th team foul against Bentonville. And I believe the Lady Tigers are going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 5:20 left to play in the first half. Bentonville leading Mountain Home 30-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coming out of the timeout, Kay Jackson at the free throw line for the first time today. She drew the foul away from the ball, and so then that put Mount Home in the double bonus. First free throw is up and in. Second shot for Jackson is up, and no good. She gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Matt Brown. Back quickly comes Bentonville. She will throw it over to Chambers on the left side. Now to Campbell. Now her pass is stolen by Kay Jackson. She's going in for the layup. Good. Kay Jackson with her first field goal today. She has 3 points. 30-16. Bentonville leading it. A little over 5 minutes left of the half. Here is Chambers with it near just inside the half court stripe. She'll drop to the right side. Now kicks out to Brown there on the wing. Up top to Dada. Over on the left side to Campbell. Now up top to Chambers. Over on the right side to Eves. Down on the low block. It goes to Campbell, and she couldn't get the layup to go, and Mount Home comes up with a rebound. A little over 4.5 minutes left of the half. Here's Yates with it. Mount Home with the ball, trailing by 17. Ball goes to Gilbert on the right side. Her three-pointer is up and in. Boy, you know, Gilbert's been looking for that shot, and she finally got it to sink. She now has 7 points, and it's a 30-19 Bentonville lead. Mount Home on another run of their own. Has the ball on the just outside of the paint. She'll kick it out to Campbell, and just like that, she answers. Ella Campbell with the three-pointer on the left side, 33-19. Bentonville leading it, 4:05 left of the half. Gilbert with the ball on the right side. By Yates just near the elbow. Now she's going down into lane, going in for the left shot. It was blocked by Adada, and Brown comes up with the basketball. She's quickly back to the lane, going in for the left. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Data Brown goes to the line for the and-one opportunity. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So 3:48 left to play in the first half as Data Brown will go to the line for the first time today to try to convert the old-fashioned three. Brown's free throw is up and good. Jada Brown with now 9 points. 36-19, Bentonville leading it. Gilbert into the front court. 3:42 left of the half. Gilbert picks up a drill, gives it to Yates at the elbow. Throws it near the top to Jackson. Jackson thought about the three. Now she's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. Shot no good, but she drew contact, and she'll head back to the free throw line. Good job by Kay Jackson to draw contact there. Miriam Dada picks up her first personal foul. Again, Mountain Home already in the double bonus. So Kay Jackson will head back to the free throw line, where so far She is one of two with 3 points. First free throw is up and good. You know, Mountain Home being the double bonus, Del Leonard was emphasizing the team to attack them, you know, try to draw contact, and so far they're doing a pretty good job of that. So Kay Jackson gets both free throws, and now Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:32 left to play in the first half. It is Bentonville leading Mountain Home 36-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Mountain Home taking the timeout after Kay Jackson sank a pair of free throws. Right now they trail Bentonville 36-21 with 3:32 left to play in the first half. And it should be Bentonville's basketball. Okay, so yeah, they finally have someone looking at going to inbound it underneath the Mountain Home basket. And that will be Gracie Eves. She'll inbound it to Maddie Chambers. We're back underway. Chambers into the front court. Mountain Home once again in a half court man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the left side to Campbell. Campbell throws it to Dodden on the low block. Her layup no good. She gets the offense rebound, puts it back up and in. Miriam Dodda with 15 points, 38-21, I believe is what it should be. I think the scoreboard's incorrect there. Kay Gilbert throws it down to Jackson. Tries to throw it to Yates. Pass goes over ahead. But luckily, Cameron Mullen was there. She'll throw it down to Wilbur. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Bentonville. That quickly come the Lady Tigers. And going up for the three-pointer is Gracie E. If she gets it. I believe, so it should be 41-21, I believe. So we're going to make sure about that. With 2:46 left to play, they stopped play to make sure the score is correct. Annie Norcross checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Wilbur. So, okay, they got it correct. It's 41-21 Bentonville with 2:46 left to play in the first half. All right. So it looks like we're about ready to get play started back up. Gilbert inbounds it to Addison Yates. Yates into the front court, giving it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it up at the top, dribbles toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Yates. Will dribble up to the top, pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Norcross. She has the ball knocked away, though. And now a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Bentonville's basketball on the possession arrow.
Make up for it. Hey. You're all right. Let's go.
2:29 left to play in the first half. Bentonville with the ball leading 41-21. Chambers across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. She'll throw it to Eves, down to Dada, down in the left corner goes to Campbell. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Man, I'll tell you what, Bentonville's been able to get some outside shots in addition to having the size of Miriam Dada. Ella Campbell with 6 points all from behind the arc. Addison Yates into the front court, picks up her dribble, probably a little sooner than she meant to. So she'll get it to Kate Gilbert. Looks like Bentonville's in a 2-3 zone. Gilbert's going to drill to the right side. She's going to drill down for the left. No good off the glass, and the rebound's controlled by Bentonville. They're quickly back the other way. In transition, going in for the layup is Ella Campbell. Good. Ella Campbell with 8 points, 46-21. It's a 25-point lead all of a sudden for Bentonville. 1:37 left of the half. Here's Gilbert back the other way, going into lane. Now kicks out to Norcross in the left corner. Her jumper will not go. Long rebound controlled by Campbell, and back quickly comes Bentonville. Campbell into the front court. She'll throw it to Eves on the right side. Back to Campbell. She's going to pull up at the free throw line for another jumper. Good. Ella Campbell with 10 points off the bench. And it's 48-21, Bentonville leading at 1:13 left of the half. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling to the right elbow. Now goes to the left elbow. Kicks it to Jackson on the wing. Finds Yates in the right corner. Out to Mullen on the right side. Her three-pointer, good. Cameron Mullen with her first 3 points of the day. And Bentonville takes the timeout with exactly 1 minute left of the half. It is Bentonville leading Mountain Hall 48-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
So Bentonville taking the timeout with 1 minute left to play in the first half. They lead the Mountain Home 48-24. Chambers takes the inbound pass from Eaves and will walk it across the timeline. Chambers into the front court, drilling to the right side. Now she's going down towards the corner. Now back out to the wing. Throws up top to Dada. Tries to throw it to Campbell. Ball was knocked away. Stolen by Mountain Home. That's Bentonville's fourth turnover of the day. Back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Here is Rucker throwing it over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert gives it to Yates near the free throw line. Finds a cutting Gilbert into the lane. Full lash. Can't get it to go, though. And, boy, just hung on the rim and bounced, fell out. And Bentonville comes up with the rebound. Brown quickly back the other way, going up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Camille Pitchford, who checked in during the timeout. Yates going full up for the jumper at the free throw line. Good. Aston Yates with 6 points, 48-26, Bentonville leading it. 7 seconds left of the half. Ball's over on the right side. It's stolen by Kate Gilbert, and back quickly she comes. She's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of the first half. Whew. Kind of quite a quick sequence of events the last few seconds of that half. So we've played our first two quarters. Our score at the break, Bentonville leading Mountain Home 48-26. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.